I want to talk about the Bears Stadium. No one really knows yet if the Bears are serious, if they're going to move, if that's a possibility or a probability. But at the end of the day, there are some concerns about who will fund. Will taxpayers be on the hook for a new stadium if they do decide to move to Arlington Heights or wherever? State Rep Mark Walker has spoken out about it, and he has some thoughts about it. You are from Arlington Heights. Your area is right there representing the Arlington Heights area. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm great. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're with us. And so it's something that no one knows is going to happen, but it's like so often you kind of want to get ahead of this. And I know that's what you're doing to say, hey, if there's this reasonable deal, you know, how much should taxpayers really fund? What would you say to that, Representative? And what are you hearing from your constituents?
Well, the first thing I'm hearing from my constituents is that they're excited about the possibility of having the Bears in Arlington Heights. We think it could work for them. I mean, they can get a bigger stadium, just a better opportunity, the chance to do the Super Bowl, et cetera. And it could work for us. But I will say, as far as funding goes, if they can work a deal such that they can survive and do well without state or local tax help, then that would be preferred. And if they, in the end, they need a little bit extra to make it a really wonderful deal, we'll talk about that. But the primary funding can't come from the taxpayers.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. When we kind of talked about this at the top of the show, opened up the phone lines and the text line, that's kind of what we heard. I invited people from the northwest suburbs to say, hey, what would you think about this? And I can see the points of people who have businesses. If I own a sports bar near where the stadium is, I probably am going to be so excited about this coming and all the potential business, the year-round events and that kind of thing, the economic boost to the entire region, I'm sure, makes sense. And yet you hear so many stories that leave a bitter taste in the mouths of people in different cities who have funded these stadiums to the tune of millions and millions of dollars, and they don't really feel like they're getting that much out of it. So what kind of parameters can you put on this, you know, ultimately, to make sure that it makes sense for everybody?
Well, it's early yet. I would say I agree with them that a lot of these deals have not been good for the local communities or even the economy overall. But if they can make a go of it, and we have some very sophisticated financial people in this deal, it looks like, then if there's a little extra at the end, that's fine. But what I want for Arlington Heights is the sales tax revenue and the prop to go up and the property taxes to go down because of this. So if, for instance, we give them a big property tax break, that doesn't lower the property taxes for the local homeowners or businesses. So that I'd look badly on that. But it's early yet. And I used to think when I first heard this that this was a negotiating ploy by the Bears about Soldier Field. I no longer think that because there are some sophisticated people involved in this who know how to make deals, and there's a lot of high-end capital in the market. I mean, if billionaires can pay to spend 25 minutes in space, there's a lot of capital to build a new stadium that makes the Bears more profitable. So I think, given that combination, there's a real possibility. I will say, though, this is not going to come out of the state's pockets or the local taxpayers' pockets.
Well, speak to that a little bit, because what happened with, didn't Soldier Field get partially paid by taxpayers and the state as well, helped renovate Soldier Field?
Yeah, that's true, and it's questionable. I mean, the Bears are important, and the Bears are not only important economically, but a symbol of Chicago. And so Chicago has to keep one of the top NFL clubs in this area. But I'm not sure that was economically feasible. I've seen some studies that show in other cities they were losers. So we should know enough and know well enough that we don't make this an economic loser. You know, the state is struggling and is just now righting its fiscal ship. It actually this year is, given all the difficulties we have, we're beginning to turn it around. We don't have a lot of money to put in programs like this. So I'd much prefer it went to the people.
You know, I've heard the same thing you have from people in the know, if you will, who've said that there is a lot of big money sitting on the sidelines, private equity money, money that would welcome the opportunity to be partial owners or owners of a stadium connected to a major league or a team, an NFL team like the Chicago Bears with its loyal following and history and that kind of thing. Plus the idea that the stadium would not only be used for the Chicago Bears, it would be a potential to host all kinds of big time events. And that's what sort of makes it very real and potentially profitable for those who would be interested. Have you heard the same thing?
Yeah, I have. And I'm interested as well. I think there are all kinds of opportunities. The thing about this site that is attractive, I believe, is it has a railroad station already on the site. It is bounded by two highways and another major street to direct traffic that doesn't go through local neighborhoods. It's a good spot, and it's big. I heard someone describe the total property as actually more acreage than the loop, which I'm not sure if that's true, but I heard that described. So there's room. I think there are a lot of opportunities here, but it's early, and we'll see what the bids look like.
When do we hear about the bids? What do they whittle it down, or do you know, Representative Walker?
I honestly don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on that here. I think I know our sports department's looking at it, and we'll be looking at it in news, too, to just see what happens there. But I appreciate your time this afternoon, sir. Thank you for joining us here on WGN.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
State Representative Mark Walker there. He represents the area that includes Arlington Heights as they try to determine what's going to happen there, and taxpayers are already weighing in. We heard from so many of you, and you pretty much said the same thing. A couple of you did mention, too, that I'm sick of having to drive down to Soldier Field and all the traffic and that craziness, and you just heard Representative Walker address that. Two highways, a railroad station, a lot of easy access, a lot of reasons for that to happen. We will see.